WAMKG testing.
Huh. WNFU.
This is WAZIK, runner for Michigan, huh?
Ray, how you doing, young man? 88WOJ. 88WOJ.
Station again calling. This is Whiskey 8 Victory India Juliet. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing today? This is Rick, KE8WOJ, over here in West Bloomfield.
Yeah, finally my peepers picked up on that to get a little closer to the display. Good to hear you, Rick. Good morning.
Good to hear you, too, over here on the dark side. I always heard you on analog, but I haven't heard you very often over here on the digital portion of things. How are you enjoying it? Or is it just me that just didn't hear you very much? Or are you getting spreading out in your radio skills?
Yeah, I often wonder that same thing, too. But, no, I guess I haven't been using this much only because I don't hear a lot of activity on there. I'll call, and sometimes there's nothing, but I appreciate you coming back to me. And not a lot going on here. Of course, there's, we know we have a county DMR, which is fairly good for RF, and nobody uses it. Kellen Detroit, that I don't think works as good as it used to. So it's kind of, it's the way it goes. So I've been out at Clarkson, we're encouraging people to get over there, welcoming them to use the repeater and join in on any conversation. I usually talk to Tom K, PNW, and we'll pause and we'll see if there's anyone else who wants to join us. We'll pause and we want people to feel welcomed. You don't get a lot of that on a lot of repeaters. People won't say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. It seemed like that's where I usually hear you is over on Clarkson there. And for me, it's just a little bit of a hop. I don't know why. I can't get out very far to the north, northwest, northeast. But south, southwest, southeast, I get out quite a long way. And as far as digital, I myself, I have two different hot spots kind of thing. And we can go through repeaters kind of thing, but usually when you go through the repeaters, you're limited on talk groups where you can go, where if you get hot spots, you can go all over the world wherever you want, whenever you want. So I've kind of gotten leaning into that direction.
Yeah, I paused there for a moment to see if somebody wanted to join us. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that, Rick. And that's probably one of the many things that have... I would think that a lot of it steered people away from the regular use of analog FM, you know, 2 meters, 70 centimeters, stuff like that. Well, it's okay. I mean, that's, you know, we get inspired to move here and there, and it's good. You know, whatever you think is appealing to you should move in that direction. But we're still encouraging people to use the repeater, come over there and talk. And more people to encourage one another to get on there, because that's really the spirit of amateur radio. The other is I don't really understand it. I think it's just, you know, you're left to really pretty much govern yourself as far as how you use the repeater, and I understand that. But, there's not a lot of welcoming there. You know, if somebody steps out of line, you correct them, that's it, and then leave it at that. But not a lot of the repeaters. Well, people will come back to you. If you're not in their little niche or group, they probably won't go outside their group. But anyway, that's not me, and I'm glad that there's a lot of others who showed up on the Clarkson repeater who share the same kind of have the same kind of understanding about amateur radio. That's what I'm trying to say. Back to you.
Well, you're definitely right about all that. I've noticed the same over time now. Less and less traffic on the repeaters. We have a ton of repeaters, and they're all dead quiet, almost all of it. I have nothing but time on my hands, so I come out to have a little cigar on the porch and bring an HT with me and zip around on the, scan around on the repeaters, and it's just dead quiet almost all the time. Even the FBI, which was notorious, in my opinion, for having traffic, has gotten dead quiet. You can throw your call out there and you just hear squeaking crickets, you know. But I don't know if that's a sign of the times or the way things are going now. I hope not. Or just, you know, usually people say, well, it's summertime, people are busy kind of thing. But I've been kind of noticing that through the different seasons also. So. And I apologize, I seem a little tongue-tied. I got a little sensory deprivation going on. The family's all left for a month of vacation, and I haven't done a whole lot of speaking here in the last couple of weeks. So I seem to be a little tongue-tied. KDHWOD.
WHKJ, I understand. Take your time. There's no hurry. Take your time and slow down. That usually helps. Sometimes that happens to me. But yeah, I've been just taking it easy. Convalescing. I had a complete full knee surgery, and I'm working through that. Just started my my PT over at the office, and I think it's going to run till about the 21st of. Excuse me. I just started the PT this week in July. This is July, not August. But it's gonna run to about the 21st. So I'm seeing progress. I have a good coach, that's my wife, and she's been helping me through a lot of things, and I'm getting a lot of things back, and so hopefully we'll move in that positive direction. I'm doing what I'm told to do. Got to do my exercises when I get home, so I got to do them 3 times a day. And we're doing them. It takes a little bit of time, but it's going to pay off. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I am sorry to hear all that, that's for sure, or the need for a knee replacement, but sounds like things are going good, and eventually you're going to be in better shape than you were. And I know what you mean. I just got done with physical therapy, too. It was supposed to be for a back. But they worked on stability here for a while, and now I've got to try to get another referral to get back because I'm a long way from being what anyone might consider normal. And then on top of that, I spent the last week in a hospital there with some gut trouble. So I know about you, John. I know about spending time recovering. Sometimes we don't have any other choice.
Yeah, this is my downtime, right? I already, you know, planned for it. I knew that I was going towards that direction. I should probably take care of the knee now rather than wait later. I wasn't in any immediate pain, no debilitating pain, but there was some stuff there. It's still bone on bone. And it was time to take care of it. So it's going to be a little bit of recovery time, and I'm just watching the world go by. You know, you think about other things. It gets you to focus on a lot of other things. You see the world go by, how fast every one of us is moving. And so I have shifted over a few things, which I think has helped me. And my family checks on me and everything. So that's encouragement. I wanted to get it done now because I can still go outside and enjoy the weather. I'd never get the operation done in the fall or winter. It would be a struggle because you got to get up, change your clothes, and have the right clothing to go to PT and stuff. And this way, I mean, I could just about show up in a bathing suit. Not that I would, but more relaxed wear that fits the therapy. All right, Rich, thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate that. I got to get some water, get a drink of water here. But it's good to hear from you. Get out of the Clarkston. We're encouraging people to do that. Tom, KPNW, he's a rancher, and he'll spend time. But I'm glad that you're okay. Sorry to hear about the stint there in the hospital, but you got that fixed. And I'll listen on WVIJ 7-3.
Okay, Greg, always good to catch up with you now and then there. I was going to ask you earlier if you'd been out to the range since you live so close to it, but obviously not. But myself included, I got a new barrel for a particular rifle there and wanted to get out there and sight it in and test it out, but just ain't got the energy to get out there and do it. And as well as a new fishing license for 6 months now that I haven't got to use yet. Anyway, like I said, good to catch up with you. I'll have to wander down to the mobile there and throw out some 50 watts or so and see if I can make it to Clarkston there. I'm pretty sure I probably could. It's just difficult to do off the HD torch, which seems to be my whole use of radio anymore. But anyway, like I said, good catching up. Good luck with the PT there, and hopefully we'll catch you later. KE8WOJ, I'll be clear.
Yeah, Rich, what is that new vision you're speaking of, real quick?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Come again, please.
I think you mentioned, from what I understand, you said something about a new vision law. I didn't understand what you were saying. Can you explain that?
Oh, no, I must be mumbling. I got a new barrel for a rifle, and I've been wanting to get out and test it, get it sighted in and test it out and try see how it shoots with certain loads kind of thing, and haven't had the energy to get out and do it yet, plus it's been so doggone hot. That's all I meant. I must be mumbling.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. I'll let you go. Enjoy your day. Maybe catch you on the Clarkston. W8VIJ 73.
Kilo Zulu Alpha Golf.
KCKJ.
NAWRO. Question for you, Tom.
I might have an answer. May not be the correct one, but at least I have one.
Well, I figure you could set me straight here. So with the Dream Cruise, you said both Berkeley and the cruise itself Saturday. But are you available for Berkeley Friday night, or were you just thinking that?
I'm thinking I'll do the Berkeley as well. I just got a full vacation day for it.
So for the transportation on Saturday, I was going to shuttle you down, if this is good with you. I'll shuttle you down Saturday morning from Memphis to New Haven. Then Dave will shuttle you over to the cruise so you can join up with John. If that's good with you, that'll work. But you got transport for Friday night for Berkeley.
Well, I'm hoping within the next couple of weeks that Rachel will get her car, and I can, I can just bring mine down there, just find a place to park it. Oh, be right back. Got a phone call.
NAWRO, standing by.
KCKJO.
NAWRO, got your marching orders there, Tom?
Oh, no, I was helping another tech on a system in Troy. No, the only marching order I get is from my manager, or from my coordinator. Nobody else gives me marching orders.
Oh, I know somebody at home that does.
She thinks she does.
Anywho, all right, let's wait until it gets a little closer, but the takeaway is you got options. We can shuttle you over there if needed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like I said, we'll see how it goes. And I know John's attending. You can shuttle me over there, then I can go with Dave. Yeah, that's not a problem. You know, but if my vehicle comes back, then I'll just drive that over there. No, we'll pick up the yellow as long as I got a place to park it.
All righty. Sounds good. Looking over the latest roster here. I think I already mentioned it this morning, but 11 plus 2 that haven't signed up, so we're at 13 now. So that's pretty good showing for this year. I think it's more than we had last year, that's for sure.
Yeah, I forgot what I was doing, but this year I'm going to commit to it. I just got for the Berkeley thing. I just got to take a vacation day.
Copy that. Where are you at in your day? Are you heading towards this way or getting close to being done or not at all?
Heading to the office in Auburn Hills up here by the old palace that no longer exists. And then over to 25 in Gratiot, take care of some camera issues there, and then back up to my coworker's house to load some tools into my van, because then his is trashed, and clean out whatever junk I don't need in here.
Yeah, I heard about that. But were you able to get the stuff transferred out of the old van this morning? I think that's what you were going to do, right? Clear that van out.
Yeah, I was going to meet him at 9 o'clock, so that's when I thought they opened, but it was 8 o'clock, but he already did it. You know, I got my coffee, dropped off all these nuts, and then I just rushed out to Detroit after that. And everybody's calling me today. I'll be back. Casey, get you.
N-A-W-R-O.
KFH, FGS, monitoring.
KELX, statewide one.
N-A-W-R-O, afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon, Tim. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I like the change in the weather. This is more my kind of weather, and it chased the smoke away, so that's a positive thing, too. How's it going with you?
It's going all right. We're on the way to work. I got 2 days. I get the weekend off, and Saturday is the kids' graduation party, so we're planning for that and all the expenses that incur with that, so that's been fun.
Well, congratulations. Quite a few years, of course, for me, but I do remember that. I'm 2 years apart. My daughter's 2 years older than my son was. So, but yeah, that was a fun time. A lot of friends and family over for that one. I also, because I did the Oxcom class, at your work there, I got to get a tour, so I know your building now.
Was there two different tours? Because I was working the one day he walked some people through, and I don't think I seen you.
When I went into dispatch, I think it was Saturday. Yeah, the beginning, early Saturday. You weren't in there. And I know you did some other tours, so I don't know, maybe Sunday. When were you there? Well, maybe I wasn't there early enough. That might have been it.
I worked the whole weekend. I get in at 5, and Ron, Darren, John, a few other people were in there while I was there.
Yeah, well, I wasn't in that group, so it must have been later, I guess. But now I know the layout at least, and it is a nice training room as well, too.
Yeah, they might say that they're not doing super well on the financial side of it, but they do have some nice facilities.
Yeah, I forgot how big your, let's say, territory coverage area, I guess we'll call it, has gotten since I was on the job. It's been 16 years, so you've actually, you know, they've actually grown. So, you know, hopefully that's a good thing. Normally it is.
Yeah, for sure. We cover a very large chunk of Macomb County, minus a few of the municipalities that supply their own. But, yeah, most of Macomb County.
Yeah, I know our Richmond Lennox has got the north side here, but they're always doing a mutual aid for you guys, or whatever you guys call it. But And then I think Dave mentioned something about Shelby. He had to ask Shelby to handle a call the other day because you guys just got overwhelmed. Interesting stuff.
Sounds like fun, KKKJO.
KKKJO, good afternoon, Tom. Go ahead and pass it back to Tim.
Oh, I'm just trying to keep the repeater busy. Kind of nice to hear your voice. You've been kind of distant, but I guess that's because of your work schedule. Hello, Tim. Hey, Jim.
Are you there again, Tom? Heard you on the FBI there. Yeah, Dean's still on the night shift there. Somebody's got to do it. Appreciate your service. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, I'm still trying to work out my Thursdays, but I'll probably be on night shift for a good long time. We'll see how it pans out. And, I've been kind of quiet on the radio because I got another car going, and it's got some electrical issues that I've been trying to work the bugs out of that I don't want the daughter driving it with, because here and there at random, I have a brake light issue, so sometimes they don't work the way they should, and I don't want her in the car if something were to happen. And my mobile radio is in the other car that she's driving, so unless I switch them over, my non-digital modes are non-existent for me unless I pull out the HD.
Oh, I can understand that. My coworker, his truck got trashed and he had to pull out his GMRS, so he's in a rental and hasn't plugged it into the cigarette lighter yet. Throwing the antenna on the roof. So that might be an eventual thing. We will see up and then how enthusiastic he is, I guess. Yeah, midnight shift, that's a different animal. I did that for a few years before I went back to afternoons and came out in the field and started doing days.
It poses its challenges, that is for sure. Tim, I'm on the HT in the car, sitting in the cup holder, antenna in the car, no external. And the only thing is that I obviously am basically sitting on top of the machine.
I am driving on M19 North in Richmond Township.
All right, there we go, Tom. With that one, perfectly readable, but it switched to 116. Or double kill, 150. Okay, anyways, it seems to be working. That was just that. Everybody had 106.7 for an RSSI. But, good signal for you, Dean, and for that. Looking good. So we're doing the Dream Cruise again. Don't know if you heard, but I assume you're probably working.
I apologize, Tim. Please go ahead again. I accidentally pressed a button and switched channels. But I heard, assume probably.
Yeah, no worries. We're doing the Dream Cruise again this year, but I assume you probably already know that. But I also assume you probably wouldn't be able to do that one because you would be undeployable by working. Would that be correct?
I have not checked the schedule. I might be available for it. I know I got something coming up with the boss. He invited me to something one of these upcoming Mondays. I would have to check my schedule. I know we're doing it. I just haven't had a chance to look with everything going on at home. It's been very busy.
I'm probably going to get crappy now if I'm in town. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to do it. And I'm not today, so the vacation request in for help. I get that.
Yeah, Tom, that might be your last because you were in and out on that one. And for what it's worth, I think there is something wrong with the dashboard. Maybe I'll reboot it or something here, at least my PC. So if you interpret for Tom, he has signed up for it. He'll probably do the Berkeley cruise on Friday night, depending on availability of transport. If not, we're going to shuttle him down. I'll shuttle him down from Memphis to New Haven. Dave will shuttle him from New Haven over to the Woodward cruise, and then he can ride with John. So, and then, Dean, it's early, so you got plenty of time to. We're not even in August yet, so plenty of time to figure it out if you can make it. If so, that's great. If not, no worries. Over to you.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll check it out and see if I'm available. I've been working on trying to switch schedules around for a wedding that I really need to attend that got messed up. But there's a lot of nuances to having someone switch shifts with you, so I've been trying to work around that. But yeah, I'll definitely check and see if I'm available. If I'm available and it doesn't interfere too much with things, I'll probably sign up for it.
If you want to try it again, Tom, I'll take a listen and look on the board here. NAWRO over to KJO.
Yeah, I'm over here on Bell River, so going through a thick of trees. So what's my RSSI now? Probably a little bit higher. KJO and then over to P.
Again, I'm not trusting the board. In any event, that was perfectly readable. Good signal, good copy. The board is back to saying 106.7 for everybody. So that's odd. Dean, I know you're probably getting close to the lot, but I know you don't have to go in yet. So over to you.
Yeah, I still got 29 minutes. I just I like showing up early because I do not like being late. Now, everything else in my life, I might be last second to, but this in particular, I'm on time.
You're not late. Your arrival is just slightly delayed.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I took a screenshot of the last herd page. I'm going to post it in Discord and ask the troops, how is this happening? 106.7 for everybody. Like Oprah, you get 106.7. You get 106.7. Dean, over to you.
Well, I can confirm that something is definitely wrong because I have not moved locations from the last time you said it happened. But I did take my power and move it down to, I think the lowest this radio does is 1 watt. And so I'm talking on 1 watt right now. And that has been changed since your last report of those numbers. So if anything, I should have went down slightly. I know I'm right on top of the machine, but I lowered my wattage to as low as it will go.
All right, I'm like kind of goofy here, so I will catch you guys then.
Copy your last, probably good timing there, Tom, you kind of cut out, so have a good one. I'll let you get to work too, Dean. I'm going to make this little post on Discord and then hope to hear you soon on the air. Have a good shift. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, over to you, Dean.
Sounds good, Tim. I'll definitely be on this weekend with the party. I think I'm gonna pull the radio out of the car and sling an antenna up in the tree and set up a little backyard radio station. So I'll definitely be on the analog side of things this weekend.
All right. Copy that, and I'm not really doing much this weekend, so the radio should be on, so I'll listen out for you. I know you kind of favor VHF, the 7.2, but I monitor that, so I'll respond if I hear you. Have a good one, NAWRO.
Sounds good, 7.3, Tim. Yeah, I don't necessarily favor, per se, the 7.2, but it's ours, so I try to use it as much as possible. I do not have any issues with FBI or anything like that. I just try to use it. So either way, I'll be on one of the two, UHF or VHF. 7.3, have a good rest of your day, and we will get down the air soon. This is KDLAX. I'll be clear.
NAWRO mobile test. NAWRO mobile clear.
Station calling for that test. You came in loud and clear. This is KEA-LAX. I don't have you saved in my radio, so I couldn't catch where you were from, but you're sounding good loud and clear for you.
Yeah, thanks for the report. Yeah, I just rolled into the lot, got my parking spot, and I was like, okay, well, I was going to go look at the website later on tonight and just see how strong my signal was. And I do appreciate the report there, and I'm kind of new to this mode of operation here. I picked up this rig in Dayton, and once I figure out how to get it programmed, I think I'm in good shape now. And, the other thing is I just got, I had cataract surgery about 3 weeks ago, and for me to read that little screen with everybody's detail is really tough to do right now. Name here is Bob, and I'm in Grand Rapids. I need FAU Mobile.
Copy that. I'm currently mobile and in Mount Clemens at the moment. But yeah, you're sounding good. I don't know if you have, I know you obviously have the network in there. I don't know if you've gone on the website and signed yourself up for the notifications sometimes during emergencies and Skywarn Nets. MyCon will reserve certain channels and they will notify you through email. So that's one of the things that they request you to do. But it sounds like you've got it programmed good. DMR is definitely a learning curve. That is for sure an absolute fact. But it sounds like you got it all set up. So congratulations.
Oh, see, I got it. Your NAFAU. I don't know what happened there. Kind of did a little verbal there. Oh, well. Yeah, I will go and do that. It actually just slipped my mind. I saw that on their website that they request that you join the group and all that. And it's on the list. I still got an HT to program up, which my friend in Saginaw has. And he was not able to program it, so I think I'm going to get it back to get that going. I've had that radio 2 days ago. So, anyhow, I'm going to say 73. I am. I got people waiting for me in the building here. We got. I got to go run a TV station tonight. Have a good one. Talk to you later. NAFAU, Cliff.
NAFU, K8LAX 73, have a good rest of your day. K8LAX, I'll be clear.
Alpha 8, Mike Papa, statewide 1.
Good afternoon, David. This is N8WRO, Tim in Richmond. How's it going?
Hey, Tim, yeah, going well here. Got off at a reasonable time today. It's nice and cool out, so I'm enjoying that, and I'm just heading off to church to do my thing there.
Well, that's great, and I'm sure the weather today was night and day difference than what we've had recently. I just enjoy the cooler weather, especially after a hot period there. And it looks like it chased the smoke away, which is another good thing there, especially for you guys, right?
Oh yeah, it was beautiful out. It almost felt like fall was on the way. But we're only in July. August is to come, so we got some more hot days coming. But that was pretty good. But I was reading through the Oxfog book online that I downloaded during the class, and after reading that, I decided I needed to order a hard copy of that. That's there's more to that book than people realize. I think that's a great resource.
Oh, yeah, I have to agree with you 100% on that. I actually was thinking about getting one before the class. I probably should have done that, to be honest. The guy that we were sitting with from the UP, he did have a spiral, I think it'll bound, and that's the trick. If you can find a lay-flat spiral-bound edition, that's even better, but I'm not sure if they're available. But, yeah, it's a good idea, despite a little bit of an expense. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I was looking at all the, I started looking over the task book and what I would need to do, because it seems like quite a Herculean task when you start out, but after looking through it, I thought, you know, this is really possible. Almost everything every task in there allowed for tabletop exercise as an option to complete the task. So I think as we go along, even if our group gets together and we do some tabletop exercises to complete some of those tasks, that would be helpful. Because I think trying to get to enough events would be difficult, even in the 2 years, for some people, just to do the scheduling. So at the top exercises might be an interesting way to go.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting tidbit of information. I did hear something about tabletop. I'll have to jump into that task book and take a look and kind of delve into it like you're doing as well. And then I think everyone got the, once you pass the task book and you statewide recognition, I think we figured that out. You know, if you want to delay it before you start your task books, you know, up to 6 months, but I would suggest we don't wait. For those that want to, not everyone's going to, but don't wait too long. And then, of course, we have the 2 years after that. But I think we got that definition down pat. It's the other ones that kind of get me. It's like the ones that, like right now, we're OCTs, I guess. But yet there's a third level, a middle level, and that must be after you do your task book. And then, of course, once the task book is signed off, you're statewide recognized. So I gotta figure out what the other two, the non-statewide recognized levels, and see how that works.
Yeah, there's a lot to this, but I'm just going for the OCTE statewide recognized. I'm going to go right for that. And I know there's some question out there as to whether we can start the task book with the Oakland or the Dream Cruise with Oakland County. I know that some word was put out there asking if there's any OCTEs. I think I saw something about two. There's two in our group here in Macomb. Is that correct?
Not in our group per se, but they're on Discord. They're St. Clair County. So the St. Clair County EC, Riley, K-E-A-J-N-F, is a statewide recognized OCTE. So if you volunteered, you can sign off. And he may very well be at the cruise, so that could work out. But then again, there could be there's others from Oakland County that would be there. And of course, we're doing mutual aid, if you will, to Oakland County. So it may work out. I'm just not 100% sure. I know Dave's working on it.
Well, that would be good. If there was someone there that could sign off and I could get on the list for that, I would be certainly willing to start my task book at that point. And I put my name in the hat for the Ironman up in, I forget the name of the county now, but I put my name in the hat for that and making plans with my wife to go to that.
Yeah, there's some debate on that if that was the UP, but I believe it was. I mean, Bob was from Chippewa County in the UP, so I'm presuming that was it. And then I wasn't quite 100% sure. There's some talk whether you could get a chunk of the book signed off by just attending that. It would qualify. But boy, you'd be on your way. if you got a few items from the Dream Cruise, and then if you did the Ironman thing, depending on how long it is, and I wonder if you get the rest of it done. I don't know if it'd be the whole thing, but it sure'd be a good chunk.
Yeah, if I could get a good chunk started. And it's a lot of it's just, it almost looks administrative, getting together your go kit. We've kind of done that for just our group, so everybody's got to start on that. All the forms you need can be digital or hard copies, and then getting together all the books. Some of the resource material, they're wanting information on who's your people who have expertise in certain areas and get names and numbers for that. That might be a little bit more difficult. And I think we just might rely on some resources for that. So it looks like there's a lot of administrative stuff that way. And then some of it is just, knowing how to behave as an OCTE out in the world and just being able to articulate that. So, and then there's a few actual practical hands-on things that we need to do. So overall, I think it won't be bad, but I think getting together to do some tabletops would greatly assist everybody in our group that wants to do it. Indeed, did I lose you, Tim? I'm sorry, I don't know what happened to my radio, but I think I lost about 90% of your comments.
Yeah, I'll try again. I'm going to go to the last heard page. There's something happening with that, I think. But, yeah, I was just saying it. You know, we're all in kind of the same boat, so I'm sure Dave will keep us posted on, you know, what we can do. And, you know, yeah, I just wouldn't want to have to, at the end of the day, I wouldn't want to have to take that class over again. So it's a little bit of a decision to make when to start that test book, because, you know, you start the clock on the 2 years. If for some reason you wanted to delay it, but then why would you do that if you have opportunities to catch 22? If you have opportunities to get sign-offs, you might as well go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe I think that's a good reason maybe for us here in Macomb to, for those of us who went to the class from Macomb, to get together, find a commel that can help us with a tabletop and knock out some stuff that way. We don't even have to be in the same room. We can do it on Zoom or Discord. Just all jump in at the same time, do the tabletop exercise, get signed off for whatever we need to sign off. I don't know how they'll do the sign off over distance if it's a tabletop, because they won't have the paperwork in hand. I guess we could fax back and forth or send emails back and forth to PDFs, but I think working together as a group instead of trying to do this individually might be our best chance of getting as many through as possible.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and I'm sure the EC would agree as well. I know there's a subset of those. I think they said they wanted 50, they're looking for hopefully 50%. They're happy if half the class moves on. I know there's a subset of us that won't be moving on that are okay with just being limited to Macomb County. But again, that's where I'm a little confused on where we're at right now. Are we able to be called OXC? And I believe we are. But I don't know that second division or description there. You know, what does that entail? And if you finish the task book, why wouldn't you just apply to become state certified? It doesn't make sense. One would just do that. So, yeah, we got a few. We learned a lot. We learned a lot of little nuances on how to do this. But you're right. There's still some other you know, what's the best practices for our group, and let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I'm sure there's some others there. I know, I want to say, what was her name? Deborah sat across from me. I think she was alone from her county. I'm not sure what kind of support she has there. So if we did a tabletop or something, I'm not sure if she's going for her statewide, but she might be interested. So there's always more people we can pull from. Well, I am out at my destination, so I'm going to say 73 for now, Tim. But good talking to you, and we'll probably talk to you or hear from you tomorrow night on the net.
Sure thing. Have a good one. 73. N8WRO, I'm clear.
88MT, clear.
KF8VRC, KF8EDQ. Nothing heard, KF8EDQ, clear.
Oh, God.